This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Sorry, I'm eating a bean. I think the wonderful thing about beans is that you can eat not only the outer shell, but the hope of the bean that never was inside. So you're eating hope. I'm eating about 17 green beans on top of a bed of garbanzo peas. They are undressed. I eat them with salt alone, as I don't know how to pleasure myself without tipping into excess. So I go between frugal and glut.
It sounds delicious. I'm gonna get my notebook. I'll be back in one jizz.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better today.
Now, those are the birds.
Yes.
They are welcome.
Yeah, it's wild out here, folks. We're in Queensland, Australia, near Noosa.
There are palm fronds as long as a car, bending and swaying.
Yes, and there are tea tree trees and eucalyptus trees and giant ferns. We're on a little retreat.
Gorgeous. We've seen lizards, and there are, you know, there's a certain amount of unease that's fighting with the pleasure and the adventure spirit of being somewhere new. You know, when you think, oh my goodness, let's go explore, and what the Christ was that string of spider web I just felt on my eyebrow, you know? It's that
yes.
Kind of and tussle.
What was that rustle in the underbrush? Is that a snake? Is it a lizard? Is it a bird? Is it poisonous? Will it bite me?
Yes.
Will I be bitten by something? There's a lot of options for being bitten.
And yet I want to go naked and barefoot and be at one with it all, you know?
Yes. Our first day here, we woke in the morning and there was a rain, and we walked out onto the back patio and disrobed. And
Adam and Eve stood hand in hand, you know, naked, looking upward with the arms open.
It felt glorious.
It was lovely. Richard.
Greta.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you.
I love you as well.
You are a titan amongst men.
You are a heroine amongst heroines.
You.
And you're better than heroin.
Oh, so nice.
I've made for myself this morning a weak coffee that I'm enjoying. We're sitting at a kind of a rainforest teak table, I'll guess.
Richard had a bit of a fight with the coffee machine, you know? I mean, steam was there none other than that which came out of his ears, because something was going wrong. What was it?
Well, it's an espresso maker that, you know, it's not one of these newfangled, you put a little cup of prepackaged espresso in and push it down and press the button.
Yes.
No, this is barista style, where you have a little hoo-ha and you stick it in there and you crank it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send your steam through the coffee. It didn't crank over securely.
Oh, God, yeah.
It never latched to hook.
Yeah.
So even though I turned it plenty far, the coffee in the cup, I mean the grains, the granules.
Yes.
I'd packed them down, you know, and then I cranked it over and I let go and the coffee unsponged. It re-found its form. If you
oh,
can
yes.
imagine pressing a sponge down flat.
Yes.
And then you step off the sponge and it expands again.
Oh my goodness.
That's what happened to the espresso that was in that little arm that you crank over in that little cup.
Wow.
And so it just exploded.
Oh.
It sent the whole hootenanny dancing away across the counter. We got ant problems here already.
Terrifying.
I've just fed them for the next 2 weeks to a month. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to Richard and Greta.
In this podcast, we search each other's souls.
We do our damnedest, you know. We also review products and ask questions, you know. I'd like to go soul deep, you know. I don't think I go deep enough into your soul of late.
Yes.
I think I'm going to get a better spade and dig deeper.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go right in, Richard. You better be ready. I'm coming in.
This coffee we're drinking, folks, as we prepare to go deep, we've moved on from the less than pleasing espresso maker to the coffee bag.
Weak as shit mine is.
It's weak as Christ. But Greta, you know, I have to commend you. I love this invention. For my whole life, I've been screaming in the heavens, my kingdom for a coffee bag. We got tea bags. What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is a tea bag with coffee in it, folks. I'm over the moon.
You know what I don't like about these?
Go on.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
And it goes the same for tea. There is a string on the bastard. And on the string is a stupid little piece of paper to remind you what you're drinking.
Yes.
And it just gets in the way. You can lift it and dip it or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it won't sink down. It's sort of permanently stabilized in a way that you don't want. You want the bag to dance, not be hoisted. And sometimes if you're drinking out of a sippy cup with a lid, I rip off the paper,
uh-huh,
and I put it down inside. You know why? Because the string is enough to cause the drip effect down the wrist, which I hate, and you know I hate. I would crash a car. So I rip off the paper because I don't want the ink from the paper going into my tea. I sip from the spout and I get a string all the way down my throat, and you know, I'm not giving deep throat. I'm just driving to the store.
Yes.
I'm sickened with this.
Greta, I'm very sorry.
And I know some people feel dainty when they take the string out and they do a loop-de-loop around the handle, like, oh, I'm having a nice tea and I'm
a
fancy lady.
Yes, if you just put it around the handle, then it won't fall in.
Yeah.
Yes, I actually do like that.
It's better. Yes. Since I saw someone do that, I do it. Oh, yeah, Richard's done it.
Look, so. It's nice.
I now realize where the phrase teabagging comes from, because my technique before was as if there was no string. You know, I was a spoon and tumbling around, you know.
Yes.
I now realize you stay still as if it's dunking, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're meant to do?
I guess so.
Oh.
I don't know actually what it means. Listeners, if you know what teabagging actually is, bring it in. You can email us at richardandgretapodcast@gmail.com. I've got a couple notions as to what it is, but I'd love to hear your thoughts, because I think it's pretty controversial as to what teabagging actually is.
Well, and I think it might actually be nation-dependent, because in the U.S., we're really happy with these strings. In the U.K., we don't know strings so well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting teabagged in the U.K., expect a rough and tumble, you know? In the U.S., you can just gently ease down.
Okay.
And straighten the legs.
We're talking about this? Yeah, we are talking about the same thing.
You know, just a simple, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to go into any more detail. Detail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What's happening? Greta, your consonants. Your consonants. What happened? They're all getting switcherooed.
Shall we?
Begin?
Begin.
It's nice to be out in the closer to the equator with you.
What do they have those signs? That, what is it called?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's these terrifying pictures by the beach.
Called wave dump.
Oh, wave dump.
Like that.
Yeah, the angle of the neck. Oh, my
wave
goodness.
Dump.
And a face full of sand. Yeah, that looks really frightening.
It's when a wave, when a wave crashes, you go with it.
Yes.
And it dumps your face down into the sand. And my great-grandpappy Actually, just my grandpappy. He broke his neck this way.
That's terrible. Yeah. And died?
No.
Lived. A brace and all that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, he was a tough SOB, as they say. Drove himself to the hospital.
With a broken neck.
With a broken neck. Drove himself home and took his wetsuit off because he knew that at the hospital they'd cut it off and he didn't want to damage his wetsuit. So he went home and took his wetsuit off and then drove himself to the hospital.
Wow, that's extraordinary. That is a tough SOB. I think I was a pretty tough SOB yesterday. Never mind the screaming, but I drove at least 200 feet with a tick in my ear.
Excuse me?
It's my consonants today, Richard. A tick in my ear.
Yes.
I got a dick stuck.
Greta.
In the back of my ear.
Can we clarify what's happening here?
We're talking about. It was burrowing in.
Are we talking about dicks or ticks?
Ticks, Richard. Ticks. Tick. A tick.
Yes.
Got burrowed into the back of my ear. And I was driving.
Yes.
I felt it. You know, Richard was there. I have never been so enamored as to what he did with the situation. I mean, he really helped me out.
It was all instinct, you know?
I felt it, and I thought, well, that's a hard something. I must have cut my ear. This is like a hard scat. Hang on a minute. That feels tough. That is a tough, like a stone. Richard, look behind my ear. What is there?
Yes. And I said, my dear, you have a tick. I think you should pull over, you know?
Yeah, well, we had pulled over.
Right.
And then we thought, we'll go to the pharmacy. I'm going to get it sorted. So off we drove, mind over matter, and then suddenly an awful burrowing pain, like somebody trying to get to the ends of the earth via my ear.
It was like it was getting into your cartilage or something.
Greta
started screaming bloody murder, folks.
Oh, Richard, I was screaming. And then Richard was just saying, can you pull over? Can you pull over? Maybe you should pull. And I was driving fast. You know, I was picking up speed. The more painful it got, I thought, I have to get to where I'm going fast.
I was feeling pretty certain we were going to get into a car accident. We were driving at least 60, 65 miles per hour. And Greta was screaming full volume. Get it out. Stop. Stop, you fuck. Stop. Stop. Get it out. Stop.
I mean, you tried keeping to the speed limit with a tick in your ear. You know, you're making haste. I was thinking, never mind finding tweezers or doing this properly. And then over to you, because you know what happened next.
Yes, you were screaming, get it out. Get it out. And it was just on the back of Greta's ear. Nestled in. Almost cozily.
Yeah.
You know, Greta's so cute. It looked cute sitting there. It was weird. It was like, I looked at it and I thought, I understand. You know, I'd want to cozy up into Greta's ear like this in the same way. You look all right. But I'm afraid you got to go. So I got my hands around him.
I mean, Richard has short fingernails.
Yeah.
Nice strong fingers, a nice thick finger.
Yeah, I had to push the skin of her ear forward. So that I could sort of get my fingers behind the head of the tick through the skin eject it.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to push any poison from the tick or, you know, bad proteins.
Yes.
Into Greta's bloodstream.
Yes.
So I was pulling it backwards and I eventually pulled it out and it made a sound like this.
It did.
No fucking joke,
folks. It makes me feel a little bit sick to remember the noise. It being in the ear was amplified.
It was an audible pop that I could hear as well. And she was like, I heard that. And I was like, I heard it too.
Oh my God. Anyway, we went to the chemist and he said you ought to clean out with your fingers, with your technique.
Yeah, he was very impressed.
So you went from beneath the head and pulled back and poppy did.
Yeah, kind of a sort of a rolling pinch motion.
Oh, God! Oh, I just got you. Oh, God, I see what you mean. Oh, Richard.
I pulled him out then.
You pulled him out.
And then he popped out. I think he has little teeth that were connected to your ear, and that's what made the popping sound.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Well, maybe we could do a couple of product reviews, Richard.
Sure, yeah.
What would you like?
Well, yeah, would you like to review a product?
Yes, I would.
Okay. We've gone pretty far into the coffee bags.
Yes.
So, how about you review? Recently, we took a coastal walk. We were further south. We were down on the south coast of Australia. And we took a coastal walk in Sydney to Coogee Beach. Spelled Coogee, Coogee, Coo. We walked down to Coogee Beach.
Yes.
And swam in the tidal pool there. I'd like you to review the tidal pool of Coogee Beach.
Well, it's a beastie-heavy episode so far, but on the way in, wasn't there a poster saying that there were some urchins in the pool?
Yeah.
So careful when you kick off from the side. So
yeah.
I just didn't bother with that. I didn't bother with the sides at all after that. Never mind careful. I shall belly flop at a distance from the edge, and I shall swim in circles. I can't speak today. I'm going to swim in rounds that require no corners and no edges.
Yes.
It was a beautiful beach. It was full of older patrons.
Yes.
It was, we walked away from Bondi, which is like, you know, living in a stripper club. And
yes.
Further down to where the olds soothingly swim, you know, with bodies more like mine. And we just let the inside of the pool grow matter, moss and barnacle, and you know, I found it very relaxing. Cold.
Yes. I would say that your body is banging and so nice.
Well, thank you,
you know,
Richard.
So I kind of raise my hand in protest here, just to say, yeah, there were old people at the pool. You don't look like they look. No offense, old people. But Greta, you still got it.
I got it. Yes, I still got my two perk barnacles on the front. But I enjoyed this. I enjoyed the calm of
mm-hmm.
the place.
Yes.
So I would give it a high five and 10 out of 10. And Richard went over to the edge and looked out the sea. He wasn't too worried about the edge. He went right up to it, you know.
Well, I did it gingerly and took my time and carefully
yes.
looked.
But I can't stay still in a pool. I get cold so easily. I spend most of my time even in this crazy hot climate trying to warm up and filling up plastic bottles with boiling water and putting the lid on firm, sticking that in a sock and taking it to bed. I struggle to stay warm. So in a pool, I cannot stop, you know. Richard will stop, and I have to pass by, you know. See you later, Richard. I'll see you on my way back.
Case in point, we went to a Thai restaurant, and Greta was cold. And so when we were leaving to walk home, or back to our Airbnb, she poured the tea into a water bottle, a plastic water bottle.
Yes.
To take it away as a portable hot water bottle. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen tea in a plastic water bottle.
Yes, but jasmine tea.
It looks just like what's known as a trucker bomb. And if you don't know what a trucker bomb is, that's where you pee in a bottle while you're driving because you're on the road and you can't pull over. And truckers do that and chuck it out the window and you see these urine-filled plastic bottles, and you
yeah.
call those trucker bombs, like a Molotov cocktail, you know, that's just more insulting than dangerous.
Absolutely, yeah. When the heat of the hot tea going into the plastic concaved it slightly and took the glue right off the label. So we're talking, you know, a personal trucker bomb that I've had for some time. I had that look, you know, label free.
And fully transparent bashed. Because the label was gone.
Fully transparent. So I was swinging that on the way home and taking it out of my jumper.
And having the occasional sip, you know, having the occasional sip.
I had it down my pants because I hear that, you know, you put something hot between the legs and that really does warm you up. You know, those little baggies, those little dry tea bags that you get going, you activate. You put them in your pants too and you stay warm. I already talked about so many tea bags between the legs, but this one is a dry one. But that other one, I was using the wet trucker bomb between the legs too. So I was taking it out from source, you know, and taking a swig back in the pants, warm all the way home. Do you have any listener questions this week, Richard?
Yes, I have a few listener questions. Sorry, there's a small plane flying overhead. I hope you're enjoying the atmosphere of this episode, folks, being brought to the rainforest. Listener questions. Mary LaCroix asks for travel tips. She wants to travel, but she feels uncertain in new places if she's staying there. So she says, what should you do first when you arrive at your Airbnb to make it feel more like a home?
Oh, very good question. Unpack your things and put them in the drawers.
Yes.
You know? I mean, then you are moved in. Get your salt in a little bowl for your fingers, your own fingers.
Like a sea salt?
Yeah, sea salt.
Yeah.
Take down, this is one that Richard's very good at, take down the art that you don't like and put it in a cupboard.
I do that straight away, folks.
He does it straight away.
You don't want to look at the same shitty painting or picture and have it set in the tone for your whole trip.
Yeah, these kind of mass-produced arts that really riddle the Airbnbs, he takes them down.
Yeah, stuck them in the closet, leave them there when I go.
Also, yes. Well, I mean, the thing I was wondering is, I'm sure people expect me to say, drop your panties and christen the room, you know? That's what I'm going to say. How about a surprise segment, Richard?
How about it?
I wondered if, I mean, recently you've been channeling a person who does a sort of baby voice and whose sentences start tumbity.
Yes.
I wondered if you could do a quick review of the pass through of the episode we've just done when tumbity said this and tumbity said that.
Yes.
What you can remember.
Can you help me remember things?
Yes, I'll do my best.
Okay. Well, at the start, we talked about coffee because Tumbity couldn't work the toffee machine and Tumbity got angry. You see, it's kind of a baby talk that you start doing because you find it annoying and then it becomes part of who you are and then other people don't know that there's irony in it. So you just got to be that guy because Tumbity doesn't know how to stop doing it.
Yes.
So, and then we talked about toffee bags. And Tumbity doesn't like toffee bags. Had a toffee bag made to toffee to weak. And Tumbity doesn't like tea bags. And they don't like just twings on the tea bag. Kind of bobbing at a tea bag. They don't like it. They just want it to go waffle and tumble under the water.
And then?
And then Tumbity got a tick in their ear, but they couldn't say tick in their ear. So somebody said dick in their ear.
Yes.
And then we talked about how Tumbity pulled the dick out of the ear.
And Tumbity big and strong.
Yeah, Tumbity was Will Gallant and Twong. And we talked about how to decorate your Airbnb when you get there. Tumbity doesn't like the painting, so Tumbity take them out and put them in the closet. Toss it? Okay, maybe Tumbity winning out of team.
Tumbity Tumbity can't stay warm.
Yeah, Tumbity can't stay warm, so Tumbity had to take a twerkabomb where Tumbity goes. Tumbity has to take a twerkabomb where Tumbity walks, and then Tumbity had to take sips out of the twerkabomb, and people had to look at Tumbity and go, they drinking their pee-pee. We know, folks, this is...
Oh, God.
We know Tumbity being pretty annoying right now, but Tumbity can't help Tumbity's self.
Tumbity laughing in spite of Tumbity's better judgment. Tumbity like it, you know? Tumbity hated it all their life until now, and now Tumbity can't get enough.
Greta.
Yes, Richard.
Can I also interest you in a surprise segment? You'll need to stop eating garbanzo beans for this one.
Okay, just two more beans. All right, I'm ready.
We've all played the game one word story in our lives, you know, where you say one word and then the next person says one word and you go back and forth.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so favorite car journey game.
I have recently invented a new version of this game.
Oh, that's exciting.
Called One Note Song.
Oh, yes.
And I think we should play it and gift it to our listeners as something that, you know, they can do at home.
Yes. Okay. I'm ready.
It's the same kind of thing, but instead of saying a word, you sing one note and the next person sings the next note and you try to come up with a melody together.
Very difficult, very challenging, but let's go for it.
Yes. There's no words.
Oh, just song?
Just the notes, yeah.
La. La.
La.
La. Oh.
Oh, it's going rough, folks.
La.
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 La. Okay, now that we've explored that, let's do what you were doing and add language to this.
It will help.
So that we one word song.
You
were
in
my
dreams
last
night.
I
was
all
alone. Oh, that was two. Sorry.
All alone's one word.
Yeah, I know, but two notes.
Yes. Should we do another one?
No, keep going. I was all alone.
Okay. Then
you
shone
my... Then you what, my?
Shone.
Then you shone?
Yes.
Oh, as in Sean?
As in Sean or Sean, you know. You
like
know.
Shone a light?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Shined?
Okay.
Then you shined
a
light
on
my
big
melon.
And
I
got
wakened
by
your
light.
You
are
my
heart's
desire.
I
want
to
know
you
better
today. I
am
full
of
love
and
pain.
Won't
you
take
my
pain
away?
That's a shocker, folks. You've been listening to Richard.
And Greta. I'm very happy now because I can go back to my garbanzo beans.
I think you're picking up an Australian accent.
I got something going on. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, we honor you, listeners, and we appreciate your ear.
We really do. We appreciate that you gave us our time, and we hope that we gave your neck a little massage with our conversation, soothed some of those sinewy knots.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. How to get the most.
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 Out of your partner.